Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rush, standing in a pistol formation. He gives it off to Elliott. And Elliott fumbles the football, penalty flag down. Eagles recover the ball in the end zone. Now let's see about the penalty. The Eagles recovered the ball in the end zone, and it was Zach Bourne
holding. Offense number 87. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a touchback.
He coughed it up into the end zone.
And it was recovered by DeGene.
Coop!
Just listen to that song here. A little Amazing Grace. For your defensive,
it is a luxury, not a necessity. Not a necessity. They've been playing well, though.
They've been playing excellent. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, a little Amazing Grace underneath us as we are we're getting ready to say goodbye to your take.
R.I.P. Hey, make sure y'all get y'all hams, too, because it's about to be holidays. Make sure y'all
hams.
If y'all ain't ordered them honey-baked hams
or whatever.
We get
the turkey for Thanksgiving.
Well, it all depends. Some people like honey-baked ham.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Smoked turkeys.
People can eat whatever they want.
Fried turkeys or whatever. Just get ready, because the holidays is on upon us.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
This is classic.
I'm not deflecting.
I'm just saying. Just getting ready for the holiday.
I thought we were past the filibuster stage of the calendar.
What are you talking about?
I thought we moved past that a week ago.
About? I don't understand.
Yeah. He was good at the filibuster, man.
If we weren't around, he would filibuster for 4 hours. But we're here to say stop it. Moderate this debate.
Because it's like people are listening and they're getting frustrated. I'm not saying that this defense isn't playing well. That's not what I'm saying.
But you're saying they're a luxury. It's a necessity.
Now y'all about to y'all didn't back me the corner. Now I gotta hit y'all with some hot facts. I'm gonna hit y'all with some facts when y'all come for my neck like that.
What's about hams?
I'm down this hill.
Filibustering about Thanksgiving hams.
I'm down this hill.
Yeah, we're gonna need a medic because I don't know if you're gonna make it. All right,
clear. He's got a bleeder.
Yeah, if you don't die on the hill, you know who's gonna take you out on that hill? A guy that loves defense. His name is Seth Joyner. Listen to what Seth said about this defense and what Vic Fangio's doing with them.
Outstanding. I mean, I think that Vic Fangio has been trying to figure out the players that he has, what their tendencies are, and what they're really good at. And I think he's figured it out. But I'm telling you right now, the play of these two young rookie corners and the way that they're motivating and inspiring the rest of the guys in the secondary, the two safeties had big plays yesterday. And I know what that's like. You know, when you're playing on a defense and other guys are making plays, there's something inside you that wells up and it's like, man, especially if they're young guys. You're like, I got to get in on the action.
Sure.
But both Blankenship, punched the ball out, got a ball out yesterday. And then Gardner Johnson had an interception yesterday. So they are playing so good. And those young guys are a big reason why. But I tell you what, too, them damn linebackers, man, they are playing lights out right now.
Linebacker play, running the football, defense. I do feel like I'm back in time here. It is awesome. 215-592-9494. Right, Jeff in Wilmington is up. Jeff, what's up today?
Jeff!
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Jeff?
Now, look, you know I'm not going to fall prey to the scam that Hugh's running about defense.
It is a scam. I mean, it's a total scam.
But here's the thing. I'm more in line with you on this. They played some not very good teams. The Cincy team was probably the best offensively, and maybe Green Bay earlier in the season. While I do understand that they're playing well, but, you know, we got a couple of games coming up here in the next couple of weeks with Washington, and you got Baltimore. Those are going to be the real test. And if they can get by those, then I might come around to saying it's a defensive team. But can we just have nice things? Can we have our team have both a good offense and a good defense and just leave it at that? Because that's ultimately what's going to win a championship.
Basically.
You can't have one without the other.
Jeff, yes, I mean, you're right. Like, the teams that win the title usually have at least some sort of balance, right? And that's why, you look, last year the Eagles' offense was good early, but their defense, gave me a real pause. This year is more of that formula from 2 years ago, or 2017, where they're scoring a lot, but also the defense is doing the job. That's why it's so exciting right now, Jeff, because they do, at the moment, have both going.
Yeah, Well, I'm super excited about this defense, how it's come together with these young guys. You know, it's really good. I'm not going to say they're not. I'm just saying I'm not ready to call it a defensive team when we've got an offense that can put off. We've got all these guys on offense. Jalen has to spread the ball around to make sure everybody gets their hand in on it. And I think that's where the strength of the team lies. Like I said, the defense is really good, but we've also played some suspect teams. So I'm not ready to go there fully yet, but they're defensive teams.
They're playing with a lot of confidence.
And Jeff,
man.
Good phone call.
And I will say this, as a guy who's been a part of teams that, you know, have been in this situation, confidence matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about guys out there flying around, they know their assignments, nobody's second-guessing what they're supposed to do. That's huge. And they're going to be tested, no question about it. They're going to be tested. But right now, they do look like a really good cohesive unit.
They do. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes. Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors for Popeyes. Yeah, Hugh, you're not debunking the allegations today that I am the defensive player on this team.
Not at all.
You used to be, but those days.
You know what's funny? Because I was talking to Jordan Mailata last night as well, and I told him how I felt, and he just kind of looked at me. It was like, you know how when you're sitting there and your uncle just disappoints you in so many different ways?
That's how the audience
kinda,
feels.
That's kind of how he looked at me. But, man, I got to keep it a bean. And this is where, what?
Have you ever considered that it just doesn't compute for people who are playing
compute.
The game?
But the thing about
what does
it,
that
like,
tell you?
No, they just think I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy.
But maybe you should realize when you're talking to football crazy. Guys like me and Jordan Mailata, maybe we get it.
I started to think something wrong with me.
But I'm telling you, a lot of football players think you've gone totally soft.
Yep. But
Trotter told you were on crack, Hugh.
But what
he
I said,
did.
What I'm saying holds true. What I'm saying is still holding true. This defense is playing well. No question about it.
Does it resonate a little bit that a team?
Nah.
Okay.
That was a strong tactic.
Okay. I wanted to throw this out, but Hugh doesn't want to hear it. Like, can we discuss how there is literally a team in the NFL that hasn't lost a game since last Christmas, and they're doing it based on their defense?
They're opportunistic, man. They're super lucky.
Whoa!
Sometimes
the Chiefs
be lucky
are lucky.
Because, well, it's. I know that sounds crazy, but boy, to win 2 games off of missed field goal. Well, one of them was blocked.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, because their defense shuts everybody down.
I tell you what, man. The football gods are smiling on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I would never tell Coach Reed, because I talk to him periodically, I would just say, damn, Coach, you hella lucky.
Oh, we're sending the audio.
But I did in a certain sense say, damn, Coach, you
it's a lot of luck. They haven't lost in almost a year.
No, they haven't.
I mean, at a certain point, when do we look at the Chiefs and say their offense has sucked for 2 years now?
They're certainly more of a defensive team.
They are coming off a Super Bowl and are undefeated.
I know. Because of their defense.
I still hold firm
we know.
On the fact that your quarterback is going to have to make plays for you.
Well, of course.
Like your defense is playing well, but you pay your quarterback to go out there and make those phenomenal plays.
But he doesn't get the opportunity to make plays to win them the game if they're falling so behind in these games.
That's why it's a necessity.
No, it's a luxury. It's still a luxury because they take advantage of the situations that were brought upon them.
But isn't a luxury something you don't necessarily need?
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a good defense. You don't need a good defense. You can have a – would you say this defense is good or functional?
The Eagles?
This defense.
Good.
Good.
Functional.
Come on, man.
You don't think this is a good defense?
So I think they're playing well.
I think we've stumbled on something. Hugh's not sold on the Eagles defense.
No, it's not like, see, now y'all about to make me sound like I'm real mean and hurtful.
No, I'm just trying to get what you think.
But okay, let me bring some facts to this argument that I'm having.
Uh-oh.
I got it.
It's about time.
See, now I had to do a little bit of
only
a Harvard.
It took 40 minutes.
I had to do my Harvard study because I feel like I'm being pushed into a corner, and I have to come back. I got to swing back with some facts.
You have Harvard Hugh right now?
We got Harvard Hugh.
Right.
Can I get my – did I have some music?
Yeah, I'll get
it. Graduation music, yeah.
But
– I'll give you this instead.
I'm looking at the top 10 defenses – excuse me, top 10 offenses per week right now, per game in the NFL.
What do you got,
now.
Yards or points? What are you going with?
We're going with yards.
All right, yards.
Top 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
We've played three of them. We played three of them so far. We've only beat one of them.
So we have played the Packers.
We played the Bucks,
Falcons, and Bucks. Right? Yes. Those are the three. Yeah, we've seen.
Yes, and we've only beat one of them. Now
those are facts.
I will give you one. That the Falcons game, if we'd have played that a little bit different, these numbers would be skewed more so in your favor.
But you know, speak your truth. That they're 1-2 against those three teams. All right.
But now we're getting ready to play the Ravens, the Commodores. And who else is on the schedule that we might have?
The Rams.
Could be. The Rams are not in the top 10 as far as per game.
But Ravens and Commanders are 1-4. Yeah, yes. 1-4. Commanders.
And what I have found, like right now, this is not helping me out. This study is inconclusive, like it always is.
Yeah.
But this week we'll have more data. And if you want me to back off of my take, maybe that'll happen this week. Because you're playing one of the top five offenses in the NFL. If you slow them down, then I will back off this take, maybe.
So Hugh's right in your. I mean, you got facts there, right? Those are facts.
These are facts.
Inconclusive.
Can I have a rebuttal?
Yes.
Okay. Now I agree the Giants and Cowboys are not good, right? Anyone with eyes would say that. But perhaps they're ranked as low as they are because the Eagles held them to like 100 yards for a full game.
That's a great.
The Eagles are part of the reason these teams rank so low.
Maybe. In that, there's probably some truth to that. Mm-hmm. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to know until Thursday. That's the beautiful part about football and this argument that I have right now is that we're going to find out Thursday.
We will.
We're going to find out Thursday.
You know what we're going to find out as this show goes along?
What's that?
We're going to find out if people have the best answers for this. You know what we got going on here, Hugh Douglas? We got Combo-Con.
Combo-Con.
The midday show's ultimate tailgate giveaway.
Combo-Con!
All right. Here's what we're giving away over the course of last week, this week. Your chance to enter for a grand prize brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Hugh, you've called this, what is it again? The biggest
giveaway ever.
Ever.
On this show.
And
for us.
I think you're right on this, because here's what you have a chance to win today. A Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard smoker and a 55-inch TV. It is the ultimate tailgate giveaway. So we're qualifying winners each day, and then at the end, we'll pick one winner from all the qualifiers. And if you win today, you're qualified for the ultimate big prize. And today, you would get two Jack Daniels Rocks glasses, Jack Daniels water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a Tennessee whiskey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Clear tote bag. So that's what's on the line today. Combo-Con today. Here's what we're looking for.
What are we looking
famous
for?
Famous couples.
Ooh.
Could be any realm.
I had
anything. You threw something out in the pre-show meeting that we had to cut that back a little bit. But famous couples today. Give us a famous couple. We'll get you in the mix for the prize. Best answer we get today will win the qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. 215-592-9494. Let's let the people talk here, including Shane in Wilmington, who wants to tell you, Hugh, that defense does matter. Hey, Shane.
Shane.
Hey, what's going on, boys? What's going on? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Shane?
Good morning, Shane.
How you doing, man?
Hugh, you're one of the legends of Philadelphia,
and
I loved seeing you at Shady's retirement night. Yo, that was so cool. That big beard. Oh, I love it. Loved every second of that. But, bro, no way it's not been the defense. Even like, dude, when was the last time you saw him miss a tackle? Like, in Tampa?
No, they're playing better. There's no question. They're playing better. But
the first 3 weeks they didn't make a tackle, bro. They couldn't tackle anybody.
Yeah.
Then they suddenly, like, turned a switch. What happened?
Nick Sirianni cut his hair and had a Britney Spears moment. That happened. And I think the fact that they had Cooper DeJean back there, that has helped out a lot.
That's right.
I think
I'm with you there. So another one, I'm with you. It's just how the defense is going about their business, man. It's not just who they're playing. You can't tell me that an offense that averaged more than 200 yards per game, the Jaguars, they had 30 yards in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30 yards.
32.
Yeah, they're taking games against bad teams and making them look like not even NFL teams. Like,
but
they're setting records out here.
But I hear what you're saying, and all of this stuff happened after the bye week. But I can't get out of my head that this is what happened in, less than a year's time. They got Baker Mayfield paid. They got him paid when they played him in the playoffs.
But
playoff.
That was last year's defense.
Let me finish.
I guess.
I'm going to wrap it all
go
up in a nice
ahead,
little
go
bowl.
Ahead.
And they made Baker Mayfield look like Tom Brady when they played. They're out there when they were healthy playing pitch and catch. He was throwing the ball, and there was nothing they could do. And I know everything that you're saying happened after the bye week. They're playing better now. They're going to be tested this week. And this is what I'm waiting to see. I cannot deny everything that you said is totally true. This defense is playing much better. They're playing with a lot of confidence. And as a former defender, I understand how important all of that is. But they're going to be tested this week. I want to see how they fare against this Washington Commanders team.
I agree. I want to see how they do against a team that runs the ball very well. I'm with you there, but I still
– And this quarterback –
Too many outliers, man. Too many outliers.
This quarterback gets the ball out of his hands quick, man. This quarterback gets the ball out of his hands quick,
Well, that's going to make tackling such a big – It's going to make tackling a big thing, Shane. I'm glad you brought that up because the ball is going to get out quick. It's going to get to receivers and Zach Ertz, which is ironic that he's coming back here this week. They're going to have to tackle on Thursday night. All right, Shane, give us a famous couple. What do you got?
I got a good one that probably all parents would know. I like Shrek and Fiona.
That's a good way to start the show.
That is a famous couple, Shane. We appreciate it. All right, a little Shrek and Fiona. How many Shreks did they end up making?
They made like 3 or 4.
I think they may have made more than that.
Was he inspired by Hugh's Harvard study?
Who, Shrek?
About the remember the Shrek and Eagles seasons?
Oh, yes. What was it? We did this last year, didn't we?
Well, it was inconclusive.
It was when a new Shrek came out.
The Eagles did well.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
right. Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
We found that to be inconclusive.
Was that the first Harvard Hugh?
Yeah.
I think it was. Because, no, what it was the guy, shout out to the man that when I stayed at the hotel, he told me, you know, every year the Shrek movie comes out, it's a new one coming out, that they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we found that was inconclusive.
Well, no, wait a second. We debunked it, right?
Well, yeah, because they didn't.
They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, wait a second. You mean make the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Because they've made a lot of Shreks, but we only had one Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
So, it was make the Super Bowl.
Make the Super Bowl.
All right, so that got debunked. It happens. All right, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. Good morning, Rasheem.
Rasheem!
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good, Rasheem. How you been, buddy?
Good. I've been good. When we talk about the Eagles defense, I think when you use the word working it, I think you're doing a disservice for the talent and how well Mitchell playing and how well Cooper DeVee playing, because we've seen when those guys weren't in the lineup how the defense looked. I think it's not fortunate. I just think they're able to actually almost single-handedly shut down Panther offenses. And you've seen it throughout the top matchups when Mitchell is lined up against like some of the top receivers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can say the Eagles hasn't played anybody, but I think before the season started, the Eagles had one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. Yes, the season hasn't gone how it's supposed to for a lot of teams, but going into the season, we all looked at the Eagles schedule like, oh, this is going to be a hard season. And I think that coaching has played a big part. And I also think ball control and being able to run the football makes the defense better. The both times we went to the Super Bowl, we were either number one or number two in time of possession or number one or number two in rushing the football.
Yep.
So I think that helps out the defense because they're not playing as much and they're not being overly exposed.
Oh, no, so and that's a part of why they had success this weekend, because they weren't out there that much. Man, they had a chance to rest everybody.
Well, they also got three and outs. I mean, they got three and outs.
Yeah.
And then I think we also do a disservice when we say Saquon, if he – the defense is making him being able to – that man is averaging almost 6 yards per carry. And as far as explosive runs in the NFL, he's like number one in the NFL. So I think it works hand-in-hand. And a lot of times when we try to dig up one side of the ball, we almost throwing the other side of the ball under the bus. If Saquon's addition helps the defense almost just like the defense helps Saquon, just because it's complimentary football.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
it's fair.
It
no, Rasheem, that's fair. When I said that, I meant like if they were down 14 points, they probably wouldn't run it as much. He's still great.
No,
like he would probably get his 6 yards a carry no matter what the score of the game is. Like it just helped him get the ball more because they have the lead.
Against New Orleans Saints, we were able to win that game because of Saquon won. Like late in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter, because of the explosive run. He is an explosive running back. He's one of the top running backs in the NFL. You get that man the ball if you're down 14 points, because you never know when he could actually break one. And then when you talk about the Commanders, yes, the Commanders have Terry McLaurin, but that's it. And the Commanders, the defense that they have played is terrible. The Ravens' defense is terrible. The Pittsburgh Steelers, you've seen when they played almost like a better defense, how they were able to slow down Daniels. And I think the Eagles are going to go down to Washington and win the football game. He's still a rookie quarterback at the end of the day. So yes, he's playing well, But I don't think they have played an Eagles type defense. And like I said, Hugh, I agree with you, but then I don't. Like, I'm on both sides of the fence on this.
Rasheem, no, cool. It's okay. It's okay, Rasheem.
I feel the same way.
I be on both sides of the fence sometimes. Too.
I feel the same way. Every day I want to agree with you, and then I'm like,
then I say something crazy.
I can't do it.
Damn, I can't do it.
All right, Rasheem, what do you got for us? A famous couple.
A famous couple. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with Tom Brady and then the lady he was married to, but she just got divorced and had a baby by somebody.
She about to have a baby by her trainer.
The jiu-jitsu guy.
Jiu-jitsu. So I got to swing. I had to swing on a jiu-jitsu player.
I'm going to go Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm going to keep it.
Jay-Z,
keep
it Beyonce. All right. It's a good one. All right, Rasheem.
She having a baby by the jiu-jitsu guy.
Remember that when they were just friends at the beginning? That didn't work out.
You know he felt some kind of way when he found out, wait a minute, she about to have a baby? I mean, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it is kind of funny.
Well, because it was so obvious when it happened.
But then you can't whoop him. You know what I mean? You got to hit him with a brick or something. You can't just fight him straight.
That might
up.
Not be a good look, Hugh. I mean, he's one of the faces of the
why
league.
Why not? He's you competitive and everything else? Your wife having a whole baby by somebody else.
What do you think Fox is going to do? He says this dude with a brick. You're like, come on.
He can get his Matt Barnes on. Did Matt Barnes travel like 100 miles?
Was it Derek Fisher and Matt Barnes?
Derek Fisher.
I love that story, what was going on. That was a wild one. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the phone calls going here. I'm trying to convince you that this is a defensive football team now. Okay, I think when people listen to this conversation, they can't believe that you want to 80 sacks in the NFL. No, I mean, you used to. We took them away one by one.
Y'all did this because you knew. What? You knew how I felt about this. And you just like, oh, I'm just going to.
Well, he loses the sack.
Put him in a spot.
All right. Until Hugh admits that this is a defensive team and that defense is a necessity, I propose we take away a sack an hour from your career total. A sack an hour.
I mean, I got like 60 now. Don't
well, we need to go in and look at the ledger because we've taken away quite a few this season. I propose we take away one sack per hour rest of the show. So we just docked you one for the 10 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494. ComboCon for your chance at the Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, ComboCon, we're looking today for a famous couple. When we come back, we'll hit all your phone calls. And we'll talk to Marcus Hayes, who I don't believe has spoken, at least on our airwaves at WIP, since the story that came out about Joel Embiid. Obviously, Embiid's suspension, all that. We know Embiid comes back tonight. We'll welcome Marcus on to talk about the team, to talk about Joel, to talk about his column, and to talk about the Eagles as they get set for the Commanders game on Thursday night. All coming up, 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.